قال تعالى إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. We are still in this chapter of sabr, and that we should learn to make sabr, and that we should imbibe this quality also. And as we had learned at the beginning what the definition and explanation of sabr is, and also in the ayat, the first ayat was that we should actually vie with one another, try and make more sabr than what others may. Not that we get afraid and we keep away from sabr. The other ayat we read, that Allah Ta'ala says that definitely with great stress Allah says that He will test us in this worldly life with various forms of difficulties and hardships. And on that who makes sabr, Allah Ta'ala gives glad tidings to those people. We should understand that we ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. We are very weak, we cannot take tests. But at the same time, if any difficulty come, we should be prepared for that and take it wholeheartedly and happily that it is from Allah Ta'ala. For that, which is very helpful, is to study the lives of our pious elders and see what were difficulties they went through and how they bore them with great contentment and with great ease. And this brings ease within a person himself. And if he wants to rebel against it, he can't rebel against Allah Ta'ala. He can't rebel against circumstances. He's just making himself he becomes very displeased with himself and he becomes very upset with himself also. And that causes then also many illnesses like high blood, sugar, etc. When a person is perplexed like this within himself. And if he accepts it, it is from Allah. He lives with contentment even within himself. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Certainly those who exercise sabr, Allah will give them their reward in full without any measure. That is, those who make sabr, their reward will be that Allah will give them such a reward that there is no hisab in it. That is, it is not counted, it is not measured, it is unlimited, that hisab. So if a person, when Allah save us all, but any difficulty, problem comes, then we think that if I make sabr on this, and what the reward is going to be for me in the akhirah. Usually we are cut off by dunya's life, that we just see this difficulty, we can't take it, it's too hard, it's too much, I can't manage it. But if we extend our border to the akhirah and see that what Allah is going to give there, then it will make it very easy for us also. That what I, let me make sabr now, and what Allah is going to give me on this. So when our eyes will be on the akhirah, what the reward will be, then we can, it will make it very, very easy. And the sabr, Allah Ta'ala says, the reward of everything else is measured. So much reward you did for this amal, so much reward. But for sabr, it is a reward that is unmeasured. Allah will just give and give. So we should think, as we understand, that it is a great, great amal, and the reward of it is also so great. In the another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And the one who exercises sabr, patience, and forgives, surely it is one of the most courageous of matters. That is, when people cause us a difficulty and hardship, whether it is the family, whether it is other people, whoever, and a person who makes sabr when people give him difficulties and hardship, and not only sabr, more higher than that also, that he forgives those people. And there are those great, great buzurgs, that how much people caused them difficulty and they just went on forgiving them. And they did not complain about it at all. In fact, it is explained in one hadith, it comes that when a person has got any difficulty, any problem, and then he goes and complains to people, Allah Ta'ala says, you complaining about me, because all these conditions are from me. They are camouflaged in this world, and we see that this problem is from this person, from this source, from that source, but everything is from Allah. So Allah says, you are complaining about me who can do everything, and you are complaining to somebody who can do nothing. No creation can do anything without the will of Allah. And we go and complain to them who can do nothing about Allah who can do everything. So we should just turn to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. It is also narrated that Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's grandson one time was making wudu. While making wudu, the person who was making wudu for him, a slave, by mistake bumped the lota, the container against Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, sort of hurt him by mistake. So Hazrat Ali got angry. Immediately effect was, he looked at him angrily. That person immediately read the ayat, wal kadhimin al ghayr, and Allah praises those people who control their anger. You are angry now, but Allah praises and says that those people who control their anger. So he says, now I've controlled my anger. His anger went away. Then that person read the next part of the ayat, wal afina anin nas, and those who forgive people. So he says, go, I've forgiven you also. Then he read the next part of the ayat, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin, and Allah loves those people who show kindness. So he says, go, I've set you free for the pleasure of Allah. So in this ayat, that when anger comes to us, it's a natural instinct in a human. And we are not taken to task, it's not a guna to become angry. But when that anger comes, we are asked to control that anger. And kaadimeen is like, we close the top of a bottle, we fasten it, so the contents don't come out. Like that, the anger is inside, but now we control it, we fasten it, so that control, the anger doesn't come out. And then further, we should even try that we forgive the person and do favors to that person also. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very angry with one of his family members who used to give regular charity to also. And he also joined the people who slandered the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then he decided, I won't give this person any more. What I used to give him in charity, I should spend on him. I won't give him any more. Allah Ta'ala then informed Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that it's not a good thing. And then he started giving even double the amount, more than what he was giving previously. So like that, anger does come in a person, but we must control that anger. And there is great, great reward. Allah says this is the real character, a person who is strong. It also comes, a strong person is not one who puts his opponent down in wrestling, in boxing, etc. But a strong person is he that he forgives the person who makes him angry. And he controls his anger on that person. On the day of Qiyamah, those people who make sabr and control their anger, they will be given the choice of the most beautiful Hurul Een in front of all the people on the day of Qiyamah. So the sabr is a quality that we have to work and develop and get within ourselves, and not vent our passions and our feelings with our anger, with our terrible language, with their becoming physical, etc. A Muslim is required to control his anger and make sabr. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.